And the workers also, they're afraid maybe they'll lose the money while they're working. They're also nicher rather to receive their paycheck after they do the work. So therefore it has to be that the boss has the right to pay them after they do the work. Then already the balabos is too torrid, he doesn't remember for sure whether he did pay them or not. That's why the Rabbanu made a takana that the worker is believed to say, I did not receive my paycheck. We tell him he has to swear that he did not receive the paycheck. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, afilu kostas nami. If this is the svara, then even if there's an argument between the boss and the worker upon how much money he's supposed to receive, we should also believe the worker. And then the question is, Allah matanya, how come we learn like this? Allah matanya, we learned, ume noime shtayim katastali. The worker says, we might have to give me $2 an hour. V'halo yoime lo katastali l'cho elo achas. And the balabos says, no, I only may have to pay you $1 an hour. But the machlokes is, how much is the worker supposed to get paid? What's the law here? Here it says clearly, that the worker that wants to take away the money from the balabos, he has to bring a proof. The question is why? If you're going to tell me now that the balabos is torrid bimlachtein, he doesn't remember so much, so here also there should be a takana, that the worker should be allowed to swear to tell us how much he's supposed to receive. Tumor says no. Here, ketzitzo vadai mitcha dekira leinshi. I'll tell you about how much money is supposed to be paid, that for sure the boss remembers. That we're not afraid about. He may only forget whether he paid him or not, that could be. But how much they made up to get paid, that's for sure they remember. Therefore, I'm Moitzim Chaveir all over Raya. For the Mori Yochi, if so, Afilu Ovas Mani Nami. If this is the swore that the Bala boss is torrid, so even if the worker comes to complain a day or two later, he should also be Nemo with the Shru, he did not receive his money. Allah Matanya, how come we learn before in the Mishnah that says, Ovas Mani, let's say the worker waited a day or two, and then he came to complain to say he did not receive his paycheck, Eino Nishma Benaito. Then we do not let the worker swear. Question is, why not? We have the same svara. The boss is too busy, doesn't know if he paid or not. So why don't we trust the worker? Gemara says, Chazoka in Balabayis Oive Mishum Batolin. This Shana Chazoka. If he first complained after the day he was supposed to receive his paycheck, his Chazoka most probably the boss paid him. Because if the boss didn't pay him when he was supposed to, then it'd be over the Lav of Lay Solin. That's a Chazoka that the boss is not over this Lav of Lay Solin. Fred Gemara, why? The Yomata, I just got finished telling me now that Balabai is Torah B'Poyalot. The Balabos is too busy. He's busy with his work hiring this Chreis, throwing out. He's busy. Says so, he doesn't know whether he paid or not. Somewhere it says, Hani Mili, Mak Medelinte Zman Chiyuve. That's only a Svara before the Zman Chiyuve comes. Before he'll be over the Slav of Batolin, the day that he's supposed to pay him, on that day itself, he's very busy, doesn't know whether he paid him at the beginning of the day or not. Avamot Zman Chiyuve, when it comes nighttime already, or the morning, whatever he's working, and that time there'll be a Lav already, the Balabos does not pay, then Avada Romi Anashaya Medcher. Then Avada, the Balabos, reminds himself to know clearly whether I paid or not. And therefore, if the worker first comes to complain a day or two later, then we do not believe the worker. Then rather we have the chazaka that the balabos is not over the lav of Baltolin. All right, turn over. Gemara says though, v'chisachir oivim mishum b'afigzo. Before we have a chazaka also, is a workman going to be over the lav of the chazaka? Is he going to go and steal? Like, what's going on? The workman is telling us he did not receive his paycheck. So what do you want to say? He's a liar and he wants to steal, take more money. There's the chazaka, he doesn't steal either. So there's a chazaka against another chazaka, against the balabos' chazaka he paid him. So then again, we should remain to believe the payer with a shvua. How come here he's not nemen with a shvua? Tumor says, Hosam trei chazaki, hocha chod chazaka. I'll tell you there are two chazakas, here there's only one chazaka. Kavi balabayis ikat trei chazaki. I tell you, by the balabos, there are two chazakis that he paid him on time. Why? Chodo, one svar is, dien balabayis oive mishum batolin. One svar of the balabos, not over the slav of holding back the wages of his workmen. Most probably he paid him not to be over the slav. The chodo, second chazak the balabos has is, dien sochir mashoyis choroi. That a workman does not wait to collect his check. Here the workman is first coming 2 days later saying he did not collect his check. There's something fishy. Because usually a workman always comes that day to collect his check. There's a chazok, like if he didn't collect it, he would have come the first day. How come he's waiting now 2 days? It must have been that really he did collect his money. So we're afraid maybe the seicher is lying. For hoka chod chazaka. But negate to the workman, he only has one chazaka. True, there is a ksas chazaka to say, why should he lie? He's not going to be a gazlin. But our koponim, there are two chazakas the other way. That's why here the rabbanon did not leave the sochir, but rather it's like a moitzim mechaveroi all over aya. But then the Mishnah says, im yeshedim shetavoy harez anishba benoito. Let's say the worker has edim that on the day when he was supposed to be paid, he did go to the balabos and he asked him for his paycheck, and the balabos did not give it to him. Then he has the right, even a day or two later, to swear that he did not receive this paycheck and collect it. Fred Gemara, v'katovi l'kamon. But she says, ma edim shetavoy som matzrichin. What do you need these edim for altogether for? He's asking right now. Omer Rabasi, shetovoy bizmanoi. It means to say the edim are telling us that not that he's asking for the money now, but that he's asking for the money a day ago. Now the edim know that on the day when he was supposed to be paid, he wasn't paid yet. And he had to go to the balabas to ask him for the paycheck, and they didn't see him receiving it. Fred the Gemara, good. All you saw is that the workman asked the balabas for his paycheck. He didn't get it then. But Vaduma may be the boss of Rachi Paro. But we have to be afraid, though. You ate him. You don't know what happened the rest of the day. Maybe by the end of the day, later on, the balabas did pay him. Amar Abaye buys like this. Shetovoy kol zamanoi. We're talking about right now that this worker was there the whole day asking the boss for his paycheck. And the Edom saw. And the Edom saw the way that whole day the boss did not pay him. So since there's Edom that the boss did not pay him that day, then there's no more chazakas upon the Bailim, and therefore no matter how much later the workman comes and says he didn't receive his check yet, he would be allowed to swear and receive it. Fred Gemara. Shtava goes man uliyelim forever. Amar Rav Chomer, Amar Rav Ukva, kineged oisya yom shatfiyah. And it just means that whole day. That whole first day. That the workman came to complain to the balabos to say, pay me, and he wasn't paid yet. If you have edus that whole day, then the balam loses their chazaka, and then the workman has a right to swear later on to collect. Rashi says, Omer Avchama Barukva, Kenegad Kol Hayem Shotfiyah, Yom Echod Liyachaz Manoi, Noslach Chomim Lishov Avlitol. Oh no, this. It's like this. Says, on the day he was supposed to receive the pay, he had edim that he asked the balabos, and the balabas didn't give it. So therefore, the next day, but only the next day, is the worker believed again to come to complain to Bezdin and say, listen, I did not receive my paycheck yet. So the next day, Bezdin still believes him, and Lachris will be allowed to swear and take. He'll have Nishpa Benaito. Ve'enachnami, if the workman waits another day yet, and first comes 2 or 3 days later, Enachnami, it's not the Elam, then the workman will not be able to collect the money anymore. Now the Mishnah says, if you lend your friend money, and the Rashi says, "V'giyas man," it comes the time for a parla, and your friend did not pay you back. The malva is waiting for the labor to pay him, and the labor did not pay up yet. So now, look, you want to take a mashkin, you want to take some security from the labor, so you should not do it only in Bezdin. Rashi says, "Afilu b'shuk el b'Bezdin." Don't do it outside on the street, but rather go to Bezdin. For lo yikonas lebeisoi lito mashkunoi. And let's say that, you're not even allowed to go into his house to take away your mashkin. It says, like the malva, you have to stand outside and let the bezdin or let the leiva bring out the mashkin to you. Let's say he has 2 kelim. Like you have a right to take 1 kelim from mashkin and 1 you have to leave over for him. Let's say you took his pillow for a mashkin, you have to give it back to him at night. He has nothing to sleep with, you have to give it back to him at night. Let's say it took the plow for a mashkin, so when it comes daytime that the labor needs it to work with, you have to give it back. Let's say though the labor dies, then the locher is Einoi Masli Yorshav. You do not have to return this mashkin to the sons. At the dinner, the mashkin is only, you have a right to hold on to it for 30 days, like, until it'll pay you up. But if it comes out after 30 days, the leiva still does not pay you up, then you have a right to take this mashkin and sell it, and the money you keep for the proyin of the havor that you lent him. Alright, I'll stop here. You're holding the kuf yud gimel omer aleph. You'll say the Mishnah over again. Says hamalves chaveroi, if you lend money to your friend, and he didn't pay you back yet, Salochur is lo yamashchenu. You can't take a mashkin from him. Ela bebezdin, only in bezdin you can take a mashkin. For lo yikones lebeisla, you're not allowed to go into his house either. Lito mashkonoi, to take a mashkin from him. Shenema, because the pasuk says, ba'achutz ta'amoid, that you have to stand outside. You're not allowed to go inside the house to take the mashkin. Ho you lo yishnei kelim, let's say the loiva, the one you have a right to take a mashkin from with bezdin, owns two kelim. Salochur is noitel echad umaniach echad. You're allowed to take away one, and you have to leave the other one by him. You can't take everything. Rashi says, "Hoyeloi shnei kelim v'choyvei keneged shneim." And really, he owes you the money that's worth both of them. Still, you can't take both of them. That's all he has. Like what he needs at night, you have to go back to him at night, and what he needs in the daytime, you have to go back to him by daytime. Umachzer esakar balaylo, you have to return the pillow at night time if you took it from Ashkin. V'yesa machrisha b'yayim, you have to give back the plow by daytime because he needs it by daytime. So kids, if this is the only thing he has, you could take it to Mashkin at the time when he's not using it. V'yemeis, what's going to be if the loiva dies? Einei machzer liyorshav, then the malva does not have to return it to the yorshim. There's no mitzvah like ahavoit. So Rashi says, what should you do? Eliya Machreni, yet the Malva has the right to sell it, and he can be goyve his chayv with this money. Toshav shivim like Seb l'early Yorshim. He has to return it to him, to the Leiva, not to his Yorshim. Therefore, the Malva is allowed to collect his money from this Mashkin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, af liatzmoy enei machzer, ela ad shleishim yoyim. He only has to return it to the Leiva himself also, only up until 30 days. Rashi says, Zaman Bezdin. But on Mishloishim Yoyim Alahalon, after 30 days, then Moichim Bezdin, then the Malva has the right to sell this Mashkin in Bezdin. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the end of the mission is talking about. What's this case talking about? Now the Gemara says like this. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shliach Bezdin, Menatech Netuche In. A Shliach Bezdin, when he goes to take away a Mashkin from the Leiva to give it to the Malva, he's only allowed to grab it away from him like what he has outside on the street. But to go inside the Leiva's house and to take it away from him there, he's not allowed to. And Rashi says, Oshliach Bezdin Manatech Natuche. Afu Eina Rishurli Konas Lebeisai. Even a Shliach Bezdin cannot go into the Leiva's house to grab something. El Roya Bashuk. You have to wait till you find him outside in the street. Or Menatech Dover Shoiches Biyodim Emenu. And grab onto something that he's holding. That's all you could do. That's what Shmuel says. Even a Shliach Bezdin. For the Gemara, I brought Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, how Malve Eschaveiro, if you lent your friend money, lo yimashchenu, you can't take a mashkin away from him, from the loyve ele bebezdin, only in Bezdin. But Michlal, the bebezdin mashkinin. But the Churat's mashma, though, that in Bezdin, Bezdin themselves, they have a right to go to the loyve's house and take away a mashkin from him. Rashi says, mashkin botecha bayis. So Marin says, O Malay Shmuel, Eimanel, say like this. You're only allowed to grab away the mashkin from the loiva, even in the street, only with a shliach bezdin. But a shliach bezdin could do this. But even a shliach bezdin cannot go into the house. And the Gemara says, "Hochi nami mistar." With this, for us like this. Tiktoni safe. It says in the safe of the Mishnah, "Lo yikones lebeisoi lito mashkunoi." You're not allowed to go into his house to take away his mashkin. That's what our Mishnah says. Now, Mani, who is our Mishnah talking about? If you want to tell me, means the Baal Chayiv, the Malva himself, is not allowed to go into the Leiva's house to take away a mashkin. So Gemara asks, "May Reisha Shema Mina?" This we know from the Reisha of our Mishnah. Elolav, isn't this Shliach Bezdin? The Shliach Bezdin. So you see clearly, even the Shliach Bezdin cannot go into the house. So Gemara says, "Imi Shemor." From here, there wouldn't be any proof. I'll tell you maybe like this. When you lend your friend money, you should only take a mashkin from him in Bezdin. Mechlal will be a proof though to be Bezdin mamashkinin. That Bezdin, they have a right to take a mashkin. But you should know, well, Baal Chayiv, but the Baal Chayiv, the Malv himself, what it means to say is, afilu netuchei nami loy. Even the Baal Chayiv does not have a right to grab a mashkin outside even. Why not? Mashkin is like a knas gedin. Shelo yikones lebeisa lito mashkunoi. In order that it should not be over the siso, like to go into his house to take away his mashkin. Senech nami, so far the way Shmuel says is right. That even a shliach bezdin only has the right outside to grab away a mashkin, but not to go inside the person's house. Most of Rabbi Yosef asked the question. The pasuk says, Lo yach bo rechayim bo rechev. It says you can't take a mashkin, not the millstone, the up part or the bottom part. Mashma, only these two things you cannot take from mashkin. Mashma dvorim acherim choval. But if you want to take something else away from the loiv, you would be allowed to. You want to take away his chair, maybe that would be all right. The pasuk only says you can't take away the millstone, the up one and down bottom one. Also, the pasuk says, Loitzach bo beged almono. You can't take away the beged of an almono. Mashma shel acherim tachbol. But if she's not an almono, or else a different something else, not a clothing, that you would be allowed to take it away. So it's mashma, you could take a mashkin, even from a bias. So Mar says, man, who are we talking about over here? Inaim, if you want to tell me, Bal Choy, we're talking about the Malva himself. Hoksiv, the pasuk says already, Loitzove yel beisoy lavot avoytoy. That the Bal Choyiv, the Malva, does not have no right to go to the house of the Loiva to take away a mashkin. And here it's a mashma, you do have a right to go to his house. El Lavarm, we're talking about over here, Shliach Bezdin. So who is it clearly, Shliach Bezdin has the right to go inside the house? So it's not like we were saying before. So Gemara says, Tirgum Rapopo, Bray the Rav Nachman, Kaim mit Rav Yosef. The Yarmulon, some say it was Rav Popa, Bereid, the Rabbi Yosef, Chaim, the Rabbi Yosef, that Lielom really the Baal Choyv. We're talking about over here a Baal Choyv. He's not allowed to go into the house to take away these things. The question is, he not only these things, other things also he can't take. So there it says, V'laver all over Shnei Lavin. Now the Pasuk is teaching us that if the Malva takes away these things, he takes away the Choyv, the Rechayim he takes away, or he takes away a beggar, when Amona, he's over two Lavin. Anything else he would take away, he's also over the love. It's only a shliach bezin has the right to take it. Not for teich habayis, but only what's outside bachutz. That's called menatech netuche. Toshima coming here. Mimash mishnema. We hear from this pasuk that says bachutz tamoid, that the malva has to stay outside.